Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Cowboys released Allen Hurns today. He is no longer a Cowboy. He didn't want to take a pay cut. I guess they tried to restructure all that. The Cowboys saved $5 million. Did we hear anything about what they wanted to pay Hurns when they asked him to take that pay cut?
I would assume they wanted to pay him $2 million.
Because that's what they're on the hook for?
Yeah, I was looking at his contract structure earlier. So basically, the only cap hit is $1.25 million. So they're paying that regardless. I think they're like, all right, let's restructure it and pay him an extra two and have a $3 million cap hit.
Jane had a report that said, I guess she talked to Hurns, and he said that he's good. He just wished they would have done this earlier. They asked him to take a pay cut a couple days before camp instead of earlier in free agency.
And you know why they did that? Because it's a gangster move to force him to take the pay cut. Yeah. We're a week before camp. Yeah. No one's going to pick him up. No one's got receiver money laying around. They're going to wait until someone gets hurt in camp, and then someone will come in and offer him $2 million. But if they release him back then he has a chance to go out, shop, get a leverage, maybe get a $3 million deal or something. But no one is sitting around. I mean, look at what he put on tape last year. No one is going to look at that and go, all right, we got four sitting around over here. Let's give it to him 4 days before camp starts.
He put a horrific injury on tape.
Right. And so the Cowboys just strong-armed him, going, he doesn't have any options.
But is it strong-arming or is it just smart front office work?
Okay, I'll give you an example.
Business.
It's business. And that's a good way to look at things. And I think that when we got into those conversations about Zeke and Charles Robinson came on our air and said what he said about Steven, you know, if you continually do stuff like that, that's your reputation. And a lot of people are cool with that and want that reputation. Look at how the Thunder handled Russell Westbrook. They just gave him the best situation because of his dedication to the club or whatever. They could have just said, screw you, I'm sending you to the Knicks where you don't want to be. And you can make an argument that that's good or that's bad or whatever. You could be indifferent about it. But Steven has that reputation of, he don't care, man. It ain't about the love and it ain't about all that stuff.
It's welcomed because it's a correction.
Yeah.
Because Jerry was so far in the other direction. I felt like Jerry is, you know, not a criticism of him. It's just that he seemed to deal from his heart.
Yeah.
You know, because he'd have attachments to players, having so many great memories, and he believed in them. And,
right.
There's no sentimental
football
look at, the, you know, Steven doesn't have that vibe.
And football is inherently cold-blooded, and their collective bargaining agreement is structured to leave all these guys littered in the ditch. Mm-hmm. It is. It's absolutely structured that way. It is structured that way to you, quite honestly, to your benefit to be cold-blooded. That's the way the thing is structured.
So anyways, Allen Hurns is gone. And I thought if anything, he was going to be their number four receiver, maybe. But it's Amari Cooper's your one, Gallup's your two, and Cobb is your slot receiver or your number three, depending on how you want to look at all that. And then after that, I don't know. Is Tavon Austin your four? Jonve Johnson, Jalen Guyton, Noah Brown?
Project McProject McProject?
Yeah, I mean.
Feels like Noah Brown and Tavon Austin, but I would say Noah Brown's more safe than Tavon Austin. Because
really?
Austin is a injury risk. And, you know, some of the things that you were trying to do with him last year, Pollard can help you out with. And I think there's an interesting thing over the last couple of years, really last year specifically, bringing in and really scouting hard these kind of deep speed guys. And they signed one as well. He's not talked about much because he's been hurt. A couple of years ago, they signed Devin Smith of the Jets. He was a second-round pick from Ohio State, just mm-hmm. a burner. Jonvay Johnson, same thing. Not a household name yet. He wowed everyone in OTAs and minicamp, but just a fast guy. So they're adding speed to the roster, and I think Jalen Guyton, we talked about him, ran a 4.35. He was at North Texas, transferred from Notre Dame to North Texas. Those are guys who can all compete for the job, and then if you can wiggle one or two of those guys to the practice squad, I think they'd view that as a victory. So it's deep, it's young, unproven competition, but I like that.
Do you guys know what Tavon Austin's cap hit is this year?
No.
I just had Shippy look it up. It's $1.3 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the business we're doing now at the back end of that. You've got your three guys, and then, you know, Noah Brown has shown that he's a really good asset as a blocker. They're going to look at who can help on special teams, but none of these guys are going to be a big cap.
I forgot Cedric Wilson as well. He needs to be in the mix from Boise State.
Somebody from the 214 says, what did Hearns put on tape to get $6 million from the Cowboys? He had a 1,000-yard season at one point in his career, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was right at the time they were going to divorce Dez.
Yes.
And so they're like, we got to get a Dez replacement. We need it. And Dez was being criticized by, hey, he can't play all different positions. Let's get Hearns. Hearns can be in the slot. He can be outside. I mean, he's just average, but he was in the right place at the right time to get a lot of money from the Cowboys. I don't know why it would have ever. You can't justify having a $6 million number four or number five wide receiver skin, and that's kind of what you were pointing out a long time ago.
Yeah, and Ben, the other thing about that too is, when did the Cowboys sign Hearns? What was it, April?
Yeah, it was early, right?
That's when you can go get someone to pay you too much money.
Yep.
You can't get someone to pay you too much money 4 days before camp.
It's kind of in that Sammy Watkins time period when they offered that deal.
Think about, I love what Ben said about the correction from Jerry. Think about how they handled the Dez situation. Dez got straight pooped on. He did. The Cowboys knew what they were going to do. They could have done it months before. And they strung that thing out, and nobody was talking to Dez. Remember, Dez came on our show. Nobody was talking to him. Nobody was communicating with him.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing the second the season ended, man.
So with Hearns, while he was playing, you know, we talked about this. He only had 35 targets last year, only like 20 catches. And there was a lot of talk about, okay, I don't understand. What's special about him? He's a nice guy. His teammates like him. That's great. What is there about him? And so I know a lot of shows locally we're kind of going, man, I don't know why he's even on the roster. Why is he out there? Why is he getting reps? And including one of the shows at DallasCowboys.com, not to paraphrase, but it was Nate Newton, Shannon Gross, and this guy Kurt.
Yeah, Big Kurt.
What's the show called? It was
Kurt Herbstreit.
It was Hanging with the Boys. Okay. I'm not sure if it's the same lineup this year.
So they got a lot of great shows over there. And so it was just one of those awesome podcasts. And, you know, we would see him when we're doing our show over there. And we know those guys. You know Shannon and Nate real well. And so they were doing their show, and they were having a great conversation, and it was just, they were kind of trashing Allen Hearns, right? I mean, I don't want to put.
They were basically saying that, hey, Gallup doesn't need to lose snaps.
Okay, that's a better way to say it.
Yeah, trashing
it. That's unfair for me to say it that way. They were being very realistic about the Allen Hearns situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were not sugarcoating it that Gallup didn't need to lose snaps. Okay, let me just be clear about that.
They weren't trashing him.
They weren't. That was
so
my
Shippy
word.
Was trashing him?
No, that was my word. I was telling you they weren't doing that.
So I need to rewrite my article for 105.3thefan.com.
They were responsibly having the conversation, making great points. It just so happens if you're a family member of Allen Hearns, you may not have been the points you wanted to hear. And so Allen Hearns' mom called into their show. And so
mom calls into the show.
We've got the audio, and it's something that we cannot get over. It's just so great because on one hand, one of the hosts is, let's just listen to it and then let's dissect it. This is these guys, DallasCowboys.com. We're talking about Allen Hearns, and suddenly they get a call from Allen Hearns' mom.
All right, let's go back to the phones before we go to break. Erica in Jacksonville, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind? What do you think about this trade?
Oh, I love the trade. I think the guy is a very great guy. He's from Miami, but we are from I just wanted to say I listen to you guys' show every day, and I want to say God bless you all, but it's very hurtful when I hear the things you all say about my son.
Mrs. Hearns?
This is Mrs. Hearns,
yes. Oh, hey, Mrs. Hearns.
How are you?
I am awesome.
Good. Tell us what you're thinking.
That's the best part. Okay, so
I forgot how good
guys,
that is.
That's so good. Okay, so
right,
both
let's
guys,
go back first, to the phones.
First of all, Mrs. Hearns is so classy and so nice, and you can hear her voice shaking. She's emotional about it. She's such a sweetheart. You can hear it. And to listen to Kurt and Shannon take different approaches, Kurt is devastated. That's Kurt, right? He's like, Mrs. Hearns? He's what? Devastated. He's like, oh, my God, you've been listening to this? Why are you? No, you sweet lady. I'm so sorry to hear this. And Shannon's like, all right, we got to keep this going. Tell us what you got on your mind. What are you thinking,
man? Kurt saved the day, though, because no one else in the room had identified that that was Alan Hearns.
Yeah.
He heard she's from Erica Jacksonville. And then the question, Mrs. Hearns?
But I've always focused on the Mrs. Hearns and the tell us what you're thinking. I don't know that I remembered how incredible the pause and then the good.
Good.
All right, I want to hear that again. Let's hear the whole thing.
All right, let's go back to the phones before we go to break. Erica in Jacksonville, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind? What do you think about this trade?
Oh, I love the trade. I think the guy is a very great guy. He's from Miami, where we are from. I just wanted to say I listen to you guys' show every day, and I want to say God bless you all, but it's very hurtful when I hear the things you all say about my son.
Mrs. Hearns?
This is Mrs. Hearns,
yes. Oh, hey, Mrs. Hearns.
How are you?
I am awesome.
Good. Tell us what you're thinking.
Who got the good?
You're right. I never heard the good.
I've never heard it.
Who said it?
Shannon. Tell us what you're thinking. Covered it up.
Not only good. Is it good, but the pause between good and tell us what you're thinking as they're figuring out where the hell do we go with this?
Good.
I know. It's the new segment. Tell us what you're thinking.
Good.
We've all been so enamored by tell us what you're thinking.
It
completely camouflaged the good.
Okay, is that the real pause?
Yeah.
Is that long of a pause?
It's an eternity.
Oh, my God.
Good. Tell us what you're thinking.
I'm loving the trade. I mean, I'm loving all the things that you guys are saying. I'm loving Amari Cooper's addition. I think he will be a great addition. He's definitely a number one wide receiver. No one ever questioned that. But I just don't like the putting down of my son.
Yes, ma'am. We understand that. And my mom has been in that same position. Mm-hmm. But she couldn't call into the show. But I'm glad you called into the show, ma'am.
Yes, but I love your show.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to let you know that I'm not bashing anybody. I love the show. Yeah. I listen to you all daily. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I love.
So, hey, it was a awkward situation.
Oh, man.
They handled it well. What are you going to do when the mom of somebody, an athlete you're being critical of, calls in?
It's horrible.
A tough spot to be in, and they handled it as well as they could, and she was a sweetheart too, but it's just funny audio.
And the underrated MVP is Nate, because Nate could talk to her.
Yeah.
A Florida guy, he's been in the position her son has been in, he understands how family feels about it.
Yeah.
Dude, Nate was just talking to her like they were friends.
Yeah.
It was great.
Laying in the cut. So well done, guys. And we can sit back and laugh at that. I would not have wanted to be in that situation.
I would rather dad kick my ass than have to take that phone call.
Yes, that phone call. And you could just hear every bit of it in his voice. And Mrs. Hearns.
Good.
Mrs. Hearns?
Oh, it's so funny.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.